What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ren. Controversial Conversations with Ren. Another episode, another day, another controversy. And today, we will be talking about a topic that I think a lot about. I think a lot on something that really it sparks my curiosity. And that's something that I think a lot of people ignore too. So that's kind of even makes it like more controversial, you know what I mean? Because people don't talk about it as much. But I really don't know how to put the topic into like a headline though. So that's going to be a hard part, naming the episode. But today we will be discussing, can you be like pro-black, you know, how embracing your African heritage, you know, embracing your roots, embracing where you came from, embracing the culture, you know how everybody wears the dashikis and they always, you know, embrace the royalties and the Egyptians and stuff and all that stuff. But can you be that without embracing the spiritual aspects, like the spiritual and the way they carry their faith, like the spiritual practices, like, you know, especially in Africa, they believe, you know, in animalism, you know, all that awesome stuff, you know what I mean, like very spiritual on different levels. They believe in, you know, talking to spirits, you know, they believe in, you know, a lot of different things, you know. So it's, but now here's my thing with most black people I know, you know, they are so strict when it comes to the Bible. You know, a lot of black Christians or Catholic, whatever, they are so strict when it comes to the Bible that they write that off as Satan worshiping, or they write it off as all these different things. You know what I mean? Like evil, evil, evil. Oh, God does not like that. But then again, how do you go around praising part of your heritage but not the full heritage? Like that, it really confuses me, and I wish I had somebody to discuss this topic with right now, because I really want to get it another input. Maybe I'm not seeing something, I'm not seeing a part. And I'll give you an example. Beyonce, right? In one of her videos, when you know, she talks about Sasha. You know, she says Sasha and all that. You know, how it's a different person, how she's been, you know, how it takes over her and stuff. And she talks and she speaks about it. And many people call that like, oh, see, she's selling her soul. That's the devil. But actually, if you look into like, you know, African history and culture and stuff, and you look at the magical practices, that is like the form of the, like, that's their spiritual practices, like with the deities, the entities, the, you know, all them things that comes with it. So many people get misled and confused, and they just get so scared because they're stuck to their Bible, in my opinion, like strictly to the Bible, that they don't open their eyes, or they don't even accept the fact that, like, with African heritage, it came more worth it, you know, more than that, because the Bible wasn't always in African heritage, you know what I mean? It was always, there was, you know, like the Bible was introduced, you know, through the white man, I believe that's what it was, right? I'm not fully sure on all the historical facts, so if I'm wrong, you can correct me. But, like, you know, I've read up on a lot of the practices of the African tribes, you know, like all the things they do, all the things they believe, all the spiritual practices, the, you know, the worshiping and stuff like that. So I just want to know, do you believe personally that somebody can be pro-black, you know, hey, all for their African heritage without that part being a factor, or them even acknowledging that part of their history, their heritage, where they came from, you know, their traditions and all that? Because I honestly don't believe you can, you know, like, in my opinion, that's like a Native American person, you know, like embracing, you know, who they are, but then leaving out the shamans, leaving out their spiritual practices, leaving out, you know, because that's a huge part of Native American history is the shamanisms, the spirituals, the walk, the spiritual walks, you know what I mean? Animals, you know, with the signs of the animals, you know, and the tribes, you know, like, you know, how they do, like, black bear, wolf, you know? So, Africa and Africans, the same thing. Like, if you look into it, you know, and I want to search more on it, so maybe I can touch base more and elaborate more on this topic. But that's also a huge part of, you know, who they are. So, like, even if you watch Black Panther, you know, and they, you know, in Wakanda, how he's speaking to his father with the spiritual walk when he was like laying like this, you know, on the ground, and they had to cover him, and he was going through a spiritual walk, speaking to his father, and then the Panther showed, you know what I mean? It's, you know, a lot of that is, there was different spiritual practices in that. So, I'm just saying, can you embrace your African heritage without embracing the spiritual or acknowledging the spiritual aspects of it? Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. Your input is greatly appreciated. You know what I mean? Hopefully, I can find somebody to touch base with more on this topic. Like I said, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for liking, commenting, you know, whatever, sharing. If you always, like I said, everybody's always welcome to join the podcast. So if you want to join the podcast, shoot me a message. We can collaborate. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day. This is Ren signing off. Controversial Conversations with Ren.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.